Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to call the order of Upstate Minerals Council regular meeting Wednesday, June 21st, approximately 10:17. Thank you for allowing us a moment. We have a meeting this morning and a discussion. With that, I'd like to ask my brother Paulie to have an open prayer for us, and not only for our people and our nation, but Joseph brought up an item about the part of where we're at today. We're going to Lockaquilly and finishing up our drone. It's 137 years old, and with that, I'd like him to pray for our children going and growing up, and the elders there that we have left, and the ones that went home that gave us this. And with that, brother, could you wave it on?
Well, and I, at least for my, while I talk today, I see what I want to, the point say I want to. I ain't that see, you can't see what can be easy. They go and say, ah, they're me on pay long story. That bria, they walk up to lady, that dolly, pass to lady, because she, they say, ah, they like any comrade. Like any dollar, they say, ah, they okay, that they want a comrade. And they go and say, ah, they're me on pay long story, say, she, because she ended it. She ain't go up behind, so he goes, but they say, ah, they okay, comrade. You, we can hear all this, okay, I'm comrade. And they go and say, ah, they kiss to my nigga shit, see, they eat it, see, they eat it, they say, they, oh, what don't they, stone puppy, they say. They go and say, ah, they love me, they say, what, my he was talking, nigga shit, they say, ah, they, oh, keep it here, they, I keep it here, they, I come from, they, love me, they say. Lord, we thank you for this time, we thank you for this meeting, peace to mind, because they say that the council, this council's been here for many years, the trusted land here, Maja, what's up, Maja, they say that this land that gave us a lot of bountiful harvest through the years, through the hard times, through the difficulties, through the, and we just pray that this special month is a pasuli, or a peace to mind, they say Joe brought it out to us over here. This is our month to come to you and bring all our high, happy thoughts and forgiveness and those things. We want to press that in our families, in our people, in our government, Lord. So we pray for our chairman. We pray for his wife, his family. We pray for our second chair, her wife, her whole family, her grandkids, all those things that might be good for her and all. Peaceful mind, make us say six of the rest, that you bless their home, their life, their everything that they hold dear. I pray for Bill, our new employee, Lord, and our staff, but a young lady here from the Pasuli, I think I said that you bless our staff and Leslie too, Lord, and Lou as they move forward. Hind they say that okay, they come right there. It's all these things I ask in your name, and just bless this meeting that we might come out with powerful decisions, your decisions, that will continue ownership and continue stewardship of our lands, our eyes. Yeah, I've got Shane, I've got from Kakichi, I've got from Amen.
We were hot, and we say thank you.
Councilwoman Boone?
Here.
Councilman Tishewala?
Present.
Councilman Crum?
Here.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Here.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Here.
Councilman Redcorn?
Here.
Chairman Waller?
Here.
Councilman Hicks?
Present.
Thank you. With that, I have a little housekeeping. I'd like to make an announcement. The staff we just prayed for, we have a member of our group that's going to step out at the end of the month from this office. I'd like to make the public announcement. Mr. Lou Brock, I'd like you to stand. I'd like to talk to you here in a second. When I was a little boy, your father would come to our home. He was all part of us. You have given me paperwork here that says that, you know, you're going to move on to look at this other direction and take care of things that, you know, you leave behind when you become involved with a group like this. Your loyalty is to be admired. But it's not to us, I get to watch you do your heat. You have other efforts in your life. You know, I want all that good for you. I want all of that. I don't want to go into that, how you will be missed, because I don't want that. I want you to be a part of this. The situation that we have now is to benefit you, but I want to tell you on behalf of my council, our people, that you have benefited us. Your dedication to me has been something special. You and Lacey has given me something that's hard to get. It's just some peace of mind. I'm in a position not only here but others. You don't get that. Just keep on trucking. That's what I want you to do. And if I can ever assist you, I want you to always turn to me. But I want you to remember, that's why I wanted to bring Wheeler Brock's name up. I said that he rejoices in heaven today because he's remembered for his seat of prayer. And with that, I'd like to tell you this, is that God's always looking down upon the worthy. He'll be looking upon you, your family, take care of you and Rosie, everyone. You've reached out times in which you know I need it. No, I'm very thankful. With that, I'm going to sit down, but I just want to tell you that. And with that, I want you to have a hand. Waving on. I have a effort on our accountant's report. The situation has changed at the nation's accounting group. We have a new accountant that is non-prepared to come and give us the rundown on C-395, S-510. Lacey and I will be working on getting you the effort in which we reviewed over the budgets. But it will be forthcoming. And I will have to say that we're also on item number 5, our auditor report. We'll have to have you review it. Mr. Swan will be unavailable today. I've approved it. But we'll go on. With that, I'd like to go into our newest employee, Mr. Bill Lynn, for a director's report. Bill, please.
Thank you, Chairman Waller, Council. First, I'd just like to say, actually, I have a typed out report and kind of limited on copies. Are those reports in your book?
Not yes. Under 5.
I gave one to Richard.
Under six.
Oh, okay. Mine wasn't in there, but it was just because I typed it. But, yeah, anyway.
We don't have it. That other sheet you just did.
Yours isn't in there either. Hold on.
I glanced at it already, Bill. I got it. I already
okay. Went. Is this the same thing?
Yes. Yeah. We're good.
North Bird Creek.
I tried to print these off and my computer locked up, and so I handed some of them out and they only had 4 items on there. It was kind of strange, and so anyway I ran in there and got them. But first I'd just like to say thank you again. I know I mentioned this on offering this position to me and giving it to me too. It's been really almost overwhelming with joy to be here and be so close to things that I love, all things geologic and engineering in Osage. And really found a lot of information since I've been here. And appreciate our staff, Lou. I hate seeing Lee because he's like a whiz on the computer, and he can type stuff out, and he's done a newsletter. I told you that when I interviewed, that it's one of the best ones I've seen come out of the nation. And there's information on there that nobody puts out quite like that. And it's because of you guys too, because everybody's got their own things. And Lacey comes from some of the smartest people in our tribe. And I think everybody knows that. And then we have Amy as summer help. She's working on, she's about to get her degree in political science, so I told her she's in the best spot. She rolls up her sleeves, she's digging into boxes. Something's biting her, you know, I mean, we're having the place sprayed, but she's getting some kind of invisible insect bites on her, and she's still things on the floor and making files and folders, going through us, what needs trash, what needs kept, but she's got her sleeves rolled up, and she's got her work cut out for her this summer, but it's flipped, so. But anyway, in my report, I put this environmental problem we have on here because the Huskers water source is impacted by salt water that's leaking from the Mississippi Chat and North First Street. Everybody knows it. Been on the news for almost a year now. It's almost daily on social media. And anyway, I just feel like we should have done something a long time ago about this. And I'm not laying the blame on anybody except myself, because when I first read this report last year, read it in the newspapers first time I heard about it, I just looked up on my map and saw where North Bird Creek started. Looked at a well there in the creek that was unplugged because my map wasn't corrected. Pulled up that area because I'd actually looked at buying some of those leases at one time, so I'd already had my tops in place and thought, well, I can fix that. You know. Of course, it's a little, it's tougher than that. I don't know if anybody can fix it, you know, but anyway, I'm going to get my best and try to do what I can. But this report's got basically where it started last year, what all's been done to it. I just want to say that the salinity levels of Pahuska's drinking water source remain elevated. And so this should be the first thing. That's why I put it as number one, because it's a bad deal. And we have ranchers out there that are impacted. We have restricted Osages that are impacted all the way to Pahuska. So we have babies that are impacted by this. Next thing on me, I'm here is our digital. And you know, this is just my suggestion on what we want to do with a website and have a free open source portal, because basically we're here to get the biggest bang for the buck for our shareholders, and we want to increase production because you know, Chairman Waller said our production's down a couple thousand barrels. We're actually only making about 8,000 barrels a day, oil down from 13,000, but luckily we have a company who has filed bankruptcy and is trying to sell the CO2 project at 3,400 barrels a day, and so that's helped, you know, because it started out at 1,200 barrels a day out there when we started pumping CO2 into it. But anyway, this just tells you, gives you an idea of the things, the one thing I don't understand on the Form 208s and the 139s is how this is the only place that I know of in the world that public well, basic geologic, drillers information, engineering information is covered under the Freedom of Information Act. And so I think they just kind of combined everything together, and maybe they could release these with a request. I don't know. Maybe the solicitor, did he identify completion reports and plug-in reports, because that doesn't seem to be as severe as your bank account information. But I think that the free market's going to adjust. Price of oil's going to go up. Right now, $40 oil is not a bad deal. But anyway, I think with this digital information available to everyone again, we're going to see some leading into my next thing. Another $1 million lease sale coming up. We started talking about that. It's not hard to happen. It's not hard to do. We've got a couple of billion barrels of oil here in reserve. We've got some of the flat decline curves on some water floods that, you know, years ago they were giving away. They actually paid a person $1 million to accept one of these water floods, and they sold it for $500 million when the price of oil went up. So, I mean, that's what it is. It's a game of economics, and we all know that when gas prices are high, natural gas prices are high, that's when you're looking for gas, and that's when we find oil. But we're not looking for oil because gas is high, so we're trying to do that. So then we always go back and say, wow, if this guy found 750,000 cubic feet of gas in the new Selim, you know, or 30 barrels a day in the new Selim. I see, he was looking for gas at that time. Price of oil's up, price of natural gas is down, we're looking for oil. Oh, this guy found 1,000,000 cubic feet of gas here, but it's not feasible because he actually has a 30 barrel a day well. You know, so anyway, that's why all this information, including going back to the digital information, lease status reports, water flood reports. I know Richard has implemented that rule that you need to turn those in again, because that's where all that information is. And most of it's in the archives, probably in Dallas. And so I haven't talked with anybody there, but we've got to get all that digitized too, because that's the only way we can say, yeah, there are 2 billion barrels of reserves left to be recovered here, or maybe not recovered quickly, but technology is going to find a way to recover that oil. Then the orphan wells, we have an orphan well committee that was formed, and that was a great idea. We have a couple of guys on there, Osages, that, you know, they've been in oil patch. They've been around the Mineral Council. They know what the BIA is all about. And they're smart, and they want to evaluate these wells, and they want to look at each one of them. But first, we've got to get a list of which ones they are. So we're working with the BIA, and we're going to get that list, and we're going to keep it updated. We're going to evaluate it and figure out if there's if they need plug, if they're covered by a bond, if they need produce, or if they need saved, as long as there's a low fluid level in there and they're not contaminating the environment. Because right now, they could have high fluid levels. They could have casing leaks. It could be impacting our water table. Right now, producing wells, TA wells, not TA, but orphan wells, are not covered by our rules and regulations. So we need to actually go. And we can cheaply not shoot fluid levels in here. It may be cheaper just to run out there with a wire line and drop it down there, you know, and check pressure. So you got to be safe. Even some of these things can come and see you, you know, track them out. Some of them are open to the surface, so they probably need swedges, valves on them. The leased and unleased acreage, we're working on that diligently. And I think both the orphan wells and these, where we're at on all this information, that we're trying to get a list compiled. And the plan is to keep this updated and to keep an ongoing evaluation where we're at. And that's going to help us in the next $1 million lease sale. Osage production, we're down to 11,000 barrels oil plus per day. I think in May's average was 11,666. The only reason I know that is because the chief called me yesterday. It was kind of funny. I was talking to the cartographer at the DIA, and her number popped back up. And so I thought, you know, oh, she's calling me back. I said, this is Bill. And I heard the chief in the background say, I thought we called the Mineral Council. Yeah, Mineral Council there. So anyway, he just wanted to know how much oil we were making because he was composing a letter. And I told him wrong at first, and so luckily our auditor was working and had those numbers on the top of his head, so that's where that's coming from. But anyway, plans are to keep digital production current, reconciled with the purchaser, BIA, and the Oklahoma Tax Commission. Because right now, the Oklahoma Tax Commission is the only place that we can see what any of our leases are making. And it's, I know that's kind of a drastic thing to say, but it's actually pretty good information. But anyway, with that, that's basically, I had some more things to say, but I didn't want to spend all day. That's it. Councilman.
Councilwoman.
I appreciate that information that you gathered for me from the Oklahoma Tax Commission. Very useful. I'm kind of embarrassed that we even had to go there to get it. I think that it's my understanding that you've been contacted by an outside individual that might have some records we would be interested in. Did he give you an inventory?
Haven't heard a dollar amount or an inventory. It's a log library that has Osage information from the 50s, digital, not digital. There is some microfilm, and that'll be records that aren't even available anywhere else. I mean, well, those are cased hole logs that really aren't required to turn in. You know, you're basically, you're only required to turn in open hole logs. So.
But I got to thinking about that, and I thought, well, maybe there's other people out there that we can buy from, solicit. Maybe they'll give it to us so we can start building our library, I mean, even digital.
Sure.
It's quite apparent to me, it becomes actually a little bit more, we're not gonna probably ever access the records over there. It's gonna be a while. Time they finally figure it out, and we, you know, and we need the information now. So, I don't know, I was looking at a map from IHS, and they have probably 85-90% of the information here in the Osage. I don't know, without their inventory. Do we have an inventory from over there at the BIA?
No, and when you look at digital information, I'd say 40% of it, probably 60% of it's valid, maybe 70%. I mean, there's typos, because all they can supply you with is typed in information, input information. They can't supply us with what we need. But yeah, the BIA has, you know, all our stuff, and they have digital information there, and we can get records. It's just, you know, sometimes you got to just roll up your sleeves and go in there and start pulling well files or something, you know.
Okay, so have you been given access to their records?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to happen because I think superintendent said if I'm scanning the data, then, you know, I can set up a scanner. I don't know, she said copy machine. But, it, you know, I need some way of producing a PDF also. The BIA has, you know, just like our copy machines.
Yeah. Okay.
Lay that stuff down, copy it.
And our terminated list that Mr. Brock keeps for us, can we have that taken and put out on the our website, leases that have been terminated, as a matter of information?
Yeah, don't even think we have a website, really, do we?
Well, are we going to create one?
Yeah.
Will you create one for us?
I think some of that information's on the website, you know, Mineral Council portal to the website. I'm not sure if all that in, I don't think that's on.
It is not.
It's not.
Yeah.
Well, we need to start promoting ourselves and doing whatever we can for ourselves, because as I see it, I don't see much help coming to, from anywhere else.
Yeah, it's out there.
Thank you, Chairman. Appreciate your report. I'd like, this is really good. I thank you for the North Bird Creek, the digital process that Mr. Crum's working on. I've got high hopes for this and then the orphan well. One thing I'd like our new director to consider getting involved in, the Mineral Council considers the new director getting involved, is our NEGREG communications with the United States, and our environmental through the EIS, NEPA, environmental categorical exclusion discussions with the Bureau. I see this position, Chairman, as the kind of sort of an exec to execute the decisions of the council to make those positions known to the United States in both environmental and through the NEGREG process. It's been my communication, my one of eight, that I would want our, the United States to ensure that any decisions made going forward respects the Osage Nation's or the Osage shareholder sovereignty. That these Osage head right owners have a trust asset that is managed by us for leasing and through the Bureau, but the decisions made on our end be executive by and resolution. So with that in mind, I'd like to continue to make that communication to the Bureau. I know Mr. Streeter is sitting there. That if we can, we do have four standing resolutions that are not, that we're not happy with the NEGREG process to the, to this point. So, Mr. Lynn, is that something, Mr. Streeter, I know you're sitting over there, is that something we can maybe communicate and start discussing how you want to proceed forward with both NEGREG and environmental discussions and ensure that Osage Mineral Council resolutions are backing each and every step you're doing, at least the decisions that are dedicated to us or delegated to us on our end.
Well, yeah, certainly we'll work with you and we can be open to that discussion. Now, there is no negotiated rulemaking. It's that process has ended. It was remanded back, and we're just working under the current regulations. There is no negotiated rule. It's completed.
So my understanding, the old CFRs are still valid, not the new.
There never was any new ones.
Please, I want to hear the rest of it.
Yeah, they were remanded. They were never adopted. We've always been working under the old regulations.
Okay, same with the NEPA. The NEGREG, or sorry, the environmental impact statement, standing resolutions for the Mineral Council, is that being utilized or considered in directing your decisions going forward?
The Osage Minerals Council and the Osage Nation are cooperating agencies with the EIS process, yes.
Okay. To understand, we do have a new executive person on board to. It is my thought that this person will be in the discussions with you on how we want to roll out our environmental concerns and our regulatory concerns.
Yeah, that would be up to the Minerals Council, how they wanted to proceed with that.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Bill, thank you for your report. On Friday, you also had a list of wants in terms of equipment. And there was a couple of people who weren't here then, that's the reason I brought it up today, but I lost one of those again. I made a comment at that time
and I got a little ahead of myself on the kids thing that time. I am again today from when we get back to it. But some of the things that you're asking for up there is going to be helpful for us to be able to manage the data we get in the digitization process. And for us to be able to keep updating on things as we go forward, because we're going to, you know, we're going to have a digitization process that's going to work on the records that are over there, but they won't be any good if we don't keep them going forward. So I wanted to kind of give a boost for your requests here, that some of the things here are things that we need to look at seriously about getting it. Plus, you and I had some conversation today about some things you need just right away that aren't in this big money package. You talked about specifically about some portable or external hard drive that you needed to get some of the data you've already got together on it, to get it off, to get it to where you can work on the computers that you have. I would suggest that the council look at funding some stopgap measures for him to get the things that he needs right away, but also look seriously at his list here about getting this stuff in here. I think it'll be helpful not only immediately, but even more helpful when we have this vast data that we're going to be getting here pretty soon.
Thank you, Commissioner.
That's under new business, too.
Is it under new?
Yeah, that one too. It's coming up.
Okay. I just knew it was in my report.
We're going to have to call here as well.
Yeah.
Sir, anything you'd like to add, council? With that, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Like a short introduction of our Deputy Superintendent, Winlock, and then also, Stephen Design. And also, I have our Parish Director, Mr. Streeter, to sit in with us today. I appreciate it. Thank you both, gentlemen. And with that, council.
Do we need to do a resolution to approve this money?
I was going to sign approval anyways.
Okay. I just want to make sure
yes,
we get it done.
It would be
he
nice
gets what he needs to go scan.
For expenditures on the product itself, yes, we do need a resolution. And we'll get right to it.
Okay, just before the meeting's over, I'll just some time.
With that, I'd like to go on to item number 7, BIA report. Deputy Superintendent.
Okay, for the month of May, there were 1,874 purchaser run tickets reviewed and scanned. There were 10 purchaser tank tables encoded to the Osage computer system. There were 5 well pluggings witnessed, 7 trucking permits prepared. There were 12 lease purchaser tank tables scanned in the Osage Nation report. There were 25 complaints scanned. There were 68 lease inspections, 85 lease inspection follow-ups. There was 1 LAC unit proving witnessed, 26 gas meter provings, 6 tank truck stop for permit check, 31 tank strappings witnessed, 124 landowner leasee meetings, 16 complaints responded to, 24 spills, leaks inspected. There was 22 run tickets figured, 44 calculations, and 3 tank bottoms removal witnessed. Oil and gas leases approved, there were 3. Assignments, there was 51. Division orders, there were 6. Lease terminations were 51. Producing wells for May, there were 18,097, less 3,266 for saltwater disposal and other wells, leaving 14,831. Other minerals, leases sold under the month of May for under 214. 3 leases that sold the most was APAC, Candy Creek Crusher, Casey Hinman. Sales reported per lease, APAC was 57,137.31 tons. Royalty paid was 31,426.7 cents. Candy Creek Crusher was 16,420.30 tons. The royalty paid was 8,374.32. Casey Hinman, was 8,985.25 tons for 8,535.99. Smith Brothers was 208 cubic yards for $156. Number of requests for lease information was 12, and all 12 were non-FOIA requests. Branch of subsurface, approved drilling permits was 4, approved workover permits was 3, approved plugging permits was 1. Branch of enforcement, lease compliance, there was number of non-compliance letters was 45, number of non-production letters was 11, number of extension letters was 14, number of final notice letters was 18, number of spill closure letters 21, remediation spill reporting acknowledgement letters was 1, exemption approval letters was 1, and that's it.
Councilman Boone, then Councilman.
I want to go back to your approved drilling permits. There were only 4?
Yes.
Are there any drilling permits that are currently pending to be approved?
I believe there are, but I can check on that for you.
Okay. And going back to old business that we've discussed for several months on the David Coase situation,
uh-huh.
Who has the authority to red tag a tank?
Who has authority? The mm-hmm. superintendent gives authority to the fieldman.
So any field, okay, so what would happen is she decides to go ahead and put a red tag on it and she tells the fieldman to go do it?
Well, there's got to be a reason. I mean, either a cause or a violation.
Okay, so a fieldman would be doing an inspection?
Yes.
Okay, so based on the information he reports to the superintendent is when she would give the authority to red tag a tank.
Well, it could be a non-compliance with lease management or something they requested from them, or it could be some other reason, not necessarily over the lease inspection notice.
And she's the only one that has that authority at this BIA advised that?
Well, I can give that authority if I'm acting in her position.
Okay. Has the red tag been taken off of Mr. Coase's business?
You're talking about a Cornelison lease?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Councilman Irwin and Councilman Irwin.
Okay. Mr. Streeter, there was a report done by the Inspector General's office, and we had some issues or deficiencies, 33, 31, whatever. And I was curious if you could get us a report on how these things have been taken care of, you know, how they've been met to, you know,
certainly can.
Absolve them.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Councilman.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Winlock, for your report. I appreciate the accuracy and the work that you're everything going on in the field. Very good. Are a little concerned about a drop in barrels. And my being chairman is maybe we have our new director with substantial experience on the production side, which would be, I guess, the leasing branch of surface minerals. That's kind of where the engineer, you guys fit in?
Yes.
Okay. Is it possible maybe Mr. Lynn, can start communication with petroleum folks over there and see if we can process and get, you know, what do we need to do to get more activity out here in Osage? What kind of leasing at? What do we need to do maybe administratively to change and start communicating those? I'd like to start the communication process. You think that's possible, maybe?
Yes. Well, I've already been communicating with Bill, and I've already been working with him. So, I mean, and Bill's real knowledgeable, and he's I really like Ben. He does a good job.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Winlock.
Councilman Crone and Councilman Irwin.
FOIA seemed to be the subject last week, and I see down here that there was 12 requests for information, and none of them had to do the FOIA process. There's 12 of them that were deemed non-FOIA.
Right.
Can you give us a little idea about what those were? Were these oil producers asking for
information, and how did you determine that these were non-FOIA? Are you the one that does that?
Well, actually, Melanie is our FOIA officer, and she processes all the FOIA requests. But it could be information, you know, just like to look at the plat book, because that's in owner's room, and it's open to everybody to look at. Any information that's non-proprietary, I mean, they can look at. They may come in and request.
So at least you are doing a triage of some kind up there about whether it's proprietary or not.
Yeah, we review everyone.
And it's not, you know, like, first, if you're reviewing everyone of it, when they, do they have, how long do they wait before they know this is a non-FOIA request? I guess that's what I'm asking.
Well, once we get the FOIA in, we log it in, then we submit it to the FOIA officer, she reviews it, and determines whether it's actually a FOIA request or not. So, you know, as soon as we get it in the mail, she's giving that FOIA request.
So if I walk into there, chances are I'm not going to be able to see it that day. I'm going to have to wait for the FOIA officer.
Right.
Okay, that's all.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mr. Winlock, I would like to go back to the red tags on the green lease. It had to do with the Cornelius and Mr. Post. This has been going on for 6 months. The lease has been canceled. I continuously ask when the oil is going to be sold, because the oil, as my understanding, belongs to us. And do you, I know you cannot tell me what's going on in the superintendent's mind. So can you give me any kind of thoughts about when this is going to be sold, because it's our money?
Well, I appreciate your question, but I really can't answer it. I mean, you'd have to talk to your Osage Nation investigator. He's actually investigating case, and I hate to impede his investigation.
Okay, but I've been asking for it to be sold before that. It's my understanding that the report's supposed to be out sometime this week or the first of next month.
Mm-hmm.
But after that comes out.
But I will check on it for you.
Yes, I mean, that's our oil. It's
sure.
Not anybody else's.
Sure it is.
And it's been sitting there, and it sits on the road. And I'm continuously asking about, maybe I'm harping on it, because it's really easily accessed by somebody that could take it from us.
Sure.
And
I'll sure check on it.
And there's all kinds of little problems with it.
Sure, I'll
be. If you wouldn't mind,
I will.
Appreciate it.
I will.
And are you going to give us the report after you receive it?
Yes, I will send you the report. Well, actually, I think the Osage Nation, I'll request that they'll send you a copy of that too. Or I can send it either way, so.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Council, anything else to add?
Oh, I just have one question. On that, on your sales reporting?
Yes.
On the Candy Creek and Casey Henman. And Casey Henman sold half as much as Candy Creek, and he paid about the same amount of money, so I don't understand that.
I'd have to check on that with the lease management, but I can sure check on it.
Well, we need an answer on it, because it's quite a bit of difference in it.
Okay, sure will.
Thank you, Chair. We're really excited on the FOIA request improvement. I think the process that Mr. Crum is working through with Mr. Minipiece. I think one of the work processes can be. We work together with the Bureau to try to get maybe a end around FOIA to shoot out there. So anyway, just want to let Mr. Streeter know that's something we're very, very hopeful and interested in. So thank you, Chairman. Thank you for your report.
Thank you. Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Yes,
ma'am. I'm still wondering on the oil and gas and production and well information, and then what determined that should be a proprietary information requiring a FOIA request? Because FOIA, I mean, the sort of information was on the books nationally in the 40s, and then the government got where they were using it backwards. And originally it was made so that people could get information, because the government weren't giving it up. So they tried to somehow turn it around, so the government was using FOIA to prevent people from getting information. In 1966, they wrote it, this one that we're rolling out. hoping then, saying, well, you know, you can't misuse this. Instead of that, it seems to me like they're using for you to give us all the information from the producers. And I'm just wondering how that got decided about the, that this is, it was not proprietary until what, last year? How did it get decided it was proprietary? And when was that?
Is that directed to the?
To Mr. Woodlock or from?
Woodlock, I'm lucky to lease.
Well, I can answer that. There's a little confusion over FOIA. FOIA is a process that's used to obtain information that possibly could be protected under the Privacy Act. For Osage, the mineral estate here, it's handled differently than anywhere else in the United States. We had some individuals come in from the solicitor's office in.
I'm sorry, you had what?
We had some individuals come in from the solicitor's office in D.C. and reviewed the process. I believe it was more than a year ago. I think it was in
18 months.
Yeah, 18, that's about right. And some of the information that they found in the files that people were able to access openly did not meet one of the exemptions for the Privacy Act, and that's what prompted it. It's not everything in the file itself that could be proprietary. It's certain information in there.
Well, the information that's required for the producers, I don't understand that. I mean, it's probably a step I don't understand, and maybe you can help me better understand it or some of the producers, because I don't see how that could be proprietary information when they need it to. I mean, it's open information.
It is not open information if it's protected by the Privacy Act. That's the problem.
Who can I look that up? Because from what I've talked to, one of the producers I know is also an attorney, and he has a different. Because I'm asking everybody, I'm just trying to.
Well, I am just telling you what the U.S. government's position on the information is. I can't, you know, some other people may have a different interpretation from it.
Is there any way I can, is that written down anywhere?
Sure, the privacy, if you can.
Oh, I know the privacy. How's it determined with this, and we don't even know what information we're talking about, do we?
There, in the Privacy Act itself, it tells what the exemptions are for proprietary information.
That part that our producers to go to look for, the bureaus decided that, oh, there's part of that is confidential. Could you tell us what part of it is confidential? Because it wasn't before.
Well, that's what I'm saying. After the review was done, that it was determined that certain information was being accessed by everyone that it shouldn't have been.
That's what I'd like to know, is what certain information is.
And that is what's in the Privacy Act, those exemptions on proprietary information for work product.
I'm very familiar with the Privacy Act. It's a general overall act. It's nowhere near specific to what's going on with the
FCC. I can provide you that specific information.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Councilman Irwin, the Councilman Rick.
Okay. It's my understanding there are some special conditions or exemptions for oil and gas on the FOIA. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Maybe the solicitors in Washington, D.C. If you could give me that gentleman's name again that came here that day, I would like to be able to send that to him.
I would have to look. To be honest with you,
he was an attorney, but he was the head of the FOIA.
The FOIA, yes, and I don't remember his name, but I can get it for you.
But anyway, yeah. Like I said, there's special considerations and exemptions on the oil and gas, and I would like to be able to discuss that with him, because apparently he doesn't, I don't know, there's a communication problem right there. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman.
Chairman, thank you. Real quick, just a quick comment, one of eight. The digitalization project that we're getting ready to hopefully initiate real quick. There might be a solution where we're working with the Bureau to get around some of the issues there. And that's one of the tasks, I think, is going to be in the grant application.
I have two things here. One is, I think that's great. And I know that you guys have done it. I think it's wonderful. But there is a, you know, there's a time that they'd like to bump one out. And, but are you going to run, are we going to run into that problem? Like if it's confidential, it comes under the Privacy Act. If they go up to access it in this room, is it not going to be?
Well, I think the transference of the material.
The Privacy Act only applies to government records, to US government records.
And so if we get hold on the not government records?
Then it's in our possession.
So you guys can give those Privacy Act information to the tribe?
Well, we can give them the information now. I don't know if there'll be Privacy Act information in every, protected information in every one of those files or not. You would have to look.
But you said that's what stopped everybody is because you found out there's privacy information that producers could access, but we can give it to us. See, there's two things. I really understand this, and also, I'm kind of seeing a trend thing, is that all these different, there's different rules and regulations that are being applied that are really slowing down our production. And this is one of them, and I want to understand this specifically because I think it's interesting and we need to understand it. But also, was that really intended? Could that have been intended to slow us down?
Absolutely not.
Okay, there's criminal
penalties for the release of Privacy Act protected information.
I know that. Is there any criminal penalties for contempt of Congress? Because Congress says that the mineral estate is for the benefit, it's reserved to Congress for the benefit of Osage shareholders. But yet, these blocks and barriers are being put up to prevent that. And I see it with this and with some of the EPA things, the applications, and the timing. But we'll continue to investigate, and I do appreciate it. I don't mean to be disrespectful.
Oh, you're not at all.
Thank you, ma'am.
And I would appreciate the information.
And as you know, as the councilman said, we're working with the council to get this done, and I deal with many needs of shop all the time. You know, he calls all the time as we're trying to get this in motion.
Thank you, Council.
Yes, our director, the Minerals Council director, brought up the subject of the North Bird Creek situation earlier. Is there any new developments with that situation that you could maybe provide with us? I understand the EPA is the lead regulatory agency, but I know the BIA is involved also.
We haven't heard anything from the EPA. All I know is they've put some monitoring stations out on the creek, but that's all I'm aware of that they've done. Well, they haven't updated us on anything else.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything since the on-site visit that they did. I believe Memorial Day, the week before Memorial Day.
Well, I know that they were supposed to come in this council meeting and give us an update, and then I got word that they postponed it until July meeting, so they're going to come in.
Yes, they haven't contacted.
You can share.
Yeah, they haven't contacted us at all.
Okay. Council.
I talked with Willie Lane yesterday, and he said that he thought they were going to have all the blank data filled in by next week, and they'll be up here. They said if anybody, they could make it. If anybody wants to go out there while they collect the data and check on things. I think they're going to be here next week, and he said by July 15th they should have that data and more recommendations out.
Sir, when did you talk to him?
Yesterday.
Council.
Yeah, just real quick comment, both on the EPA and the FOIA. Charles Bass, the attorney, told us that EPA is our trustee as well as the Bureau of Indian Affairs. So we should be covered on both ends on issues like that. The other thing is with the FOIA being a trust property owner in another tribe, I know we have to give up some things, and the United States makes those decisions. And I'm like you, we got to wrestle with it, but they're the ultimate decision maker.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've got land in Anadarko. If I can just go down there and pull it out of trust, and I run the whole ball. But I don't want to do that.
No.
But with that, I got to deal with the Bureau. So that's kind of one of these things.
Yeah.
We got to hook around. We got to figure out a play, Tommy style as chairman.
Yeah,
I you run up till they draw.
Mr. Crum in there to try to work the process.
And I think you guys are doing a great job of that.
Okay.
I'm just trying to find out.
Yeah.
I'd like to know how they're made and see if they're, I know there's going to be a reason.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But I just want to know how fair, it's curiosity, it's intellectual curiosity of how come, what specific items have they discovered that should have been under the Privacy of Information Act?
You know, I'm going to give you an answer like I'm seeing the Washington, the president. They think something's going on, but they really don't know, but they're keeping going with the process.
Yeah.
They think something happened between him and Russia. Well, I think something happened after a win in Tulsa.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know for sure, here they came with all this FOIA.
Yeah.
I can't prove it, but my gut feel is that's, I'm with you.
It's there. Yeah.
I'm with you. It's there.
I just keep
somebody made a decision. Yeah, we're going to whack him good and stun it here.
Just check in.
Thank you, Council.
That means no disrespect to anybody.
Right.
Well, it doesn't
it
help at meetings.
Works for them in D.C. Maybe we can say it here. I don't know.
And it doesn't help at meetings when you have solicitors who get up and publicly say these things. You took the money.
Thank you very much. Would you like to move on to the next agenda item?
Absolutely.
Executive session.
I don't have that list in front of me. And we went through it last meeting, but I don't think.
I've looked at it before. To know that we
everybody was there to hear the spiel, but it's basically
you want the other one.
Itself, but if there's any questions or whatever.
I do have a couple of questions. As we talked before, like on your Neurolog scanner, that price is somewhat negotiable, and you're still trying to do a little negotiation on the annual license, right? So, so that it could end up that we budget you the money, but you're still trying to work some better deals on getting this. Is that not correct?
Yeah, the scanner is actually listed at $9,500, and so the salesman comes back finally, and when I didn't answer his calls, and says $6,500 by June 30th. And so, but the annual license fee, it's right there under $1,000, and that's the way it's listed. But last year at LAMAMCO, or this year, I paid $200 and something and called the lady and gave her, told her we're trying to cut things, and she said, no problem, everybody is. And so that, instead of $100 a month, it, came down.
Do we need to make a motion to approve this?
We'll check it in just a second.
Okay.
I was just looking over this, and you've got down projector, plotter, website, and RFP to build a website, and a need for a new printer and hard drive. You got a list, but there's no price on it.
Yeah, that actually, I updated this one and lost it off my computer also. Those are, that down the road should be above all those blank ones. But I moved projector up because I thought a projector would be pretty handy in the conference room. And if we get these programs up and running, projector's around $1,000. And so the That come out to $27,677, but anyway, that's why that happened.
Water.
Same thing with my regular meeting. I was glad I printed some of these off, because when I tried to hit print, it rebooted my machine, and right now on the computer, there's only four items on there.
So are you asking for more than what you're needing, what you've got down here, or?
Originally I did, and at the Friday meeting, it was $27,677, but I don't have that updated form, and so this was the only one we could find. And so that's what was asked for Wednesday's meeting, but, you know.
Friday too.
That was only because the projector was estimated at $1,000.
Budget chairman, have you looked at these numbers, have you looked at our balance, can we afford to do this, or is this something we need to budget into the next fiscal year?
I haven't looked at it to see if we've got enough in there to.
I mean, I'm all in favor of supporting this. I just want to figure, make sure that we can cash the check.
Councilwoman Boone.
I made that suggestion last Friday, that these things be worked into our budget for next year.
With that? Will it fall under this 2018 committee report budget?
I was hoping that the budget committee would meet as a whole to discuss the needs of our new director, so that we could get started with these projects, and that they be incorporated in the fiscal year 18 budget, but just a brief overview of what I have in my book today, it does not appear that any of these items are in that new budget. So it's my recommendation that the budget committee meet as a whole to discuss how we're going to add these things to our budget. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman, Director. Is it okay if we put it in the 18 budget, or do you want to see it sooner?
If you want to wait till 2018 to start looking at information and digitizing, I don't think we can begin any of these projects. We'll just have to rely on what the BIA can supply us with. They want to give us hard copies. You know, I don't mind. I know how to use a coffee can and color pencils and Mylar paper.
Thank you, Director. And I'll
tape
ask,
and scissors.
And I'm with Mrs. Boone that maybe our budget committee should meet quickly to see if we can make room for some of these things and bring them in this year as quickly as possible.
Go ahead and have the meeting, get recommendations from the committee itself, and then we'll call a special meeting and send the budget through. Is that fine with everyone?
Yeah, because, you know, we probably need to get started on it. He needs the equipment to work.
And I'd like to remind Mr. Lynn that fiscal year 18, that our fiscal year doesn't start in January, it starts in October, so we're looking at not too
yes,
far
ma'am.
Down the road.
Thank you, sir. Thank
that's
you, Council.
I didn't mean 2018.
That's why the budget's in there.
With that, I have two issues in executive session. Mine will take exactly 42 seconds, and then we'll have item number B. With that, thank you for the report and the update, and we'll take care of the purchases. I'll try to do our last drawdown at the last effort, so we might have some of this, but then we'll go through the budget committee and look at the bills that we have just received.
Make the motion that is Mr. Yates here for the debt.
hey.
I don't think so. Our executive will be pretty quick. If you're asking for a motion to go into executive, I don't understand.
I don't. Yes, I better talk to
second.
You first.
Oh,
thank you.
So,
okay.
So,
without any discussion, I call for the question. Go into executive. Councilman Crum, seconded by Councilman Redcorn. We will only be in for a moment. Mr. Brock, see if Mr. Yates is available, Jack, outside.
You want us to stay?
Yes.
Councilman Bishop?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin.
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn.
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn.
Yes.
Chairman Waller.
Yes.
Councilman Yeager.
Yes.
Motion passes. I'd like to go to executive session, and if we'll just make a short break, Lacey, I'll be done, and you come right back in.